Hello, this is Victoria Barella here at ISE 2017 here in Amsterdam. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute, and I am here with...
Stuart Wrench of IHIGI.
Yes. And tell us about where we can find your booth, first off. You're not in the middle of nowhere, correct?
We had a last guest ahead. We have a specific location. We're in Hall 6, M170. Mm-hmm. It's in the connector between the Halls 1 and 7.
Gotcha. And then for people out there that don't know what your company does, IHIGI, can you tell us a little bit about the company?
Yeah, so our entire mission is around making the service life cycle of the customer experience more efficient and more profitable. Mm-hmm. So we started 7 years ago with creating a solution that was designed around remote monitoring, and we have really led this the movement through CEDIA and other groups to help educate and understand what monitoring, remote management, more efficient services can really lead to increasing the overall customer value without necessarily selling them more products.
Gotcha. And then I know that you are participating in a class on Friday, or a seminar, I guess. Can you tell us more about that? I don't want to reveal too much about it.
So there's an entire panel. I unfortunately don't know the location.
We'll figure that out. We'll
put
that up.
Yeah, it's on security, best practices, as well as information about what's going on. Mm-hmm. I still think that right this moment, security is being overlooked too much. The recent experiences that did make the news with the botnet attacks and things like that are really only the tip of the iceberg. And unfortunately, I think there is just a lot of learning, a lot of education, and a lot of changes on everybody's behalf. Manufacturers, installers, consumers, we all have to change to ultimately embrace and understand what security is going to mean for us. So going to be with a bunch of really smart people. I'm really excited to sit with these and learn from them as well as we
so jealous that,
as we work through.
That you are participating in that. I wish I was actually in the class. I'm sure that class filled up really quickly, especially with cybersecurity being one of the really big topics now at ISE, or in general the trends. Can you tell us more about your company, maybe some products in your booth this year?
Yeah, so we have two products. One is called IHIGI Envision, and this is our first product that we came to market with. It's designed to provide that real-time visibility and remote troubleshooting capability at the touch of a finger through web interface or app interface. Mm-hmm. And essentially, we've worked with dealers to understand what information, when put in front of a technician's eyes, can help them to reduce the mean time to resolution for an end user. Mm-hmm. What this creates is the ability for them to be more efficient with their time, which is more profitable for a business. And it also makes the customer happier, ultimately creating a lifelong customer. And then after they've built a foundation of an efficient and good service department, it's also the perfect foundation for recurring revenue. It's been a theme that's been in this industry for too many years, even while I was an integrator before I started this company. Mm-hmm. And just now, I'd say in the last year, the things are really starting to come together. There's enough people talking about it. There's enough success that we've seen from our customers, as well as people who are just in the industry. And we're working very hard to share their stories, and especially some of the failures that they went through on the way to get there. Because it's scary. It's hard. A lot of people overcomplicate it. Simplicity is actually my first message to people. I had a course this morning. It was a 3-hour session on recurring revenue, and I spent the first big section telling people, actually, step one or step zero doesn't have anything to do with recurring revenue. It's getting all of the foundation, the tools in place, the systems, the processes, talking with your team, and setting the culture of service to be first and foremost, and then you can do it. And even if you stop at that point before recurring revenue, your business is better than it was before. It's more profitable, so it's a win.
Win-win.
And trying to shoot too far in one step is one of the biggest mistakes that we've seen from integrators around the world. Over here is no different than the U.S. At the end of the day, and that's what I loved about this room, is I learned hearing their stories. You could have translated pounds into dollars, or everything was just another version of the same story, and it really emboldens me to believe that we can work together to fix this misunderstanding globally.
Definitely, we do not want to jump the gun on things, especially with security and IT and things that maybe the client is not well educated on. I'm very happy that you're participating in a lot of educational opportunities too. So tell us a little bit more also, what are you expecting from ISC this year?
Yeah, so it's really more of the same. You mentioned education and our involvement there. That's been one of our core tenets since the first founding of our company. We knew that education was the best way to help the companies improve. We're continuing to evangelize in that space and to again share stories. I expect different than last year. People are now becoming more educated on even what questions to ask us. Mm-hmm. Historically, they come and say, what do you do? And I have to explain to them there's this whole segment, and we're really one of the only companies that's even thinking this way. Mm-hmm. And we found a few followers, like preaching a religion. You can
Good.
Find a few people. And over the years, it got a little bigger and a little bigger. And then all of a sudden, I think we're no longer preaching a religion. We're actually teaching, facts and, you know, things that that everybody can see the successes for themselves and to take on. And I'm really enjoying the change of conversation from that to working with their problems and helping them fix their problems.
Definitely a big step from an introduction to at least meeting with people that have the same ideas and even move forward with their ideas as well and educate others. But that's great. Did you find any good food places around here? ISC is coming to an end today, almost in an hour. I'm sure by the end of today, they will want to know breakfast places, any other food places.
The place I've been to more times than I've been years to ISC, because it's so good, is a place called Kartika.
Okay.
It's an Indonesian restaurant.
Oh,
I have a taster platter, and it is fantastic. Small little spot on Overtoom, over by the Vondelspark.
Got it.
And you should make sure you make your way there
at
some point and call ahead. It's a small place, but it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And we're more known for understanding the beer scene, though, at Ahiji. We know of many of the places, the Wren's Nest, all Dutch beers. They have 53 Dutch beers on tap, which is amazing. So
I got to stop by.
Yeah.
At least on a Friday when everything is all gone and the craziness is out of the way. So.
Right.
Again, where can we find you online if people are not in Amsterdam?
Yeah, www.ihiji.com, and that's IHIJI.com.
Awesome. Booth number one more time?
M170.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying the rest of your ISC.
Okay. Thank you.